Welcome to our Thursday night meditation. Let's begin with an invocation. In the name of the light of God that never fails, we call to you, beloved Saint Germain and Portia, beloved Mother Mary and Jesus, beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, beloved Magda, beloved Serapis Bay, beloved Seraphim and Cherubim of God, beloved Archangel Michael and the legions of the 13 Archangels, beloved Seven Mighty Elohim, we call for your presence now with us. We call now for the consuming of darkness within and darkness without. We call now for the turning of worlds of the Elohim within our own four lower bodies, within our own cells and atoms and electrons. We call now for this turning of worlds, for the shifting up into a new dimension and frame of consciousness. We call now for this on behalf of all elemental life. In the microcosm and the macrocosm, let there be healing this night. Let there be a sealing of the light. Let there be a throwing off of darkness through the accelerated spinning of atoms, cells, electrons, of stellar systems within and stellar systems without. According to God's holy will, let it be done, and let our word and work now be multiplied by the power of our beloved Maximus, our beloved Enoch, our beloved mighty cosmos, and the nameless one from out the great central sun. We ask this now in Jesus' name, according to God's holy will. Amen. Please center in your heart. We want to find our heartbeat. So we'll wiggle our big right toe, wiggle our left thumb, wiggle our nose. Now wiggle our heart. Please take a deep breath and then breathe out. Oxygen is that transport vehicle for the Holy Spirit. Let us visualize now every O within the oxygen that we are breathing in being that O of the Holy Spirit. And then we're releasing not only the energies that we've had a difficult time processing, but also we're releasing our faith and our love and our hope. As we breathe in the faith and the hope and the love of God. Now we're breathing out our faith, our hope, and our love in God. We're meditating on the portrait of the sponsoring master. We do want to establish that figure eight flow. I to eye can actually visualize a figure eight of energy circling behind our head and then circling behind the head of the master, drawing us closer together like loops of yarn. These are loops of light. So with each in-breath, let us feel that rapprochement, that bringing in of closeness, that tightening of the thread. With each out-breath, we're settling into a new level of proximity. Breathing in again. And breathing out. Make sure your hands are open and your feet are flat on the floor. This is important too. Spine straight. We're going to do something a little bit different tonight. In the word welcome, we find the syllable Om. Om of the mother, the Om of home. And so, in the welcome, there is actually the home of the Om. It's the welcome home. And so as we look to the picture of the Master, we want to welcome the Master now into our consciousness, our heart, our auric force field, our figure eight flow. So we're actually going to chant three times the word welcome, focusing on the Om. Please take a deep breath again. Breathe out. Again. Now looking straight at the Master, sending a missile of love from our heart. Welcome actually also stands for we'll come home. We'll come home. And so we're going to alternate this. It's an in-breath and an out-breath. So with the in-breath, we're saying welcome to the Master. We're welcoming the Master into our aura. And I'm really feeling that fun spirit of Lanello here. I don't know. Maybe he must be with us. He used to love to do these word studies. So on the breathing out, we're going to chant, we'll come home. So if this seems a little bit strange, don't worry about it. Take it with a twinkle of mirth. This is how we're going to establish our rapprochement this evening. So we're going to say one time welcome, and then one time we'll come home, and we'll alternate that, see how this goes. Welcome. Feel the Master entering in more deeply. Now the figure eight flow that we give as our promise to the Master, as our determination, our God determination. We'll want to do is we are looking at the eyes of the Master, is we want to visualize that we are actually singing this for Terra. We're actually one with our planet, and through our conscious free will, we are actually singing it for the entire planet, the consciousness of the planet, and all of the children of light, sons and daughters of God, and light bearers, and all of those who can and would and will come home. And those who know not yet what he shall be when he shall appear. Welcome. So we're calling now for that light of our Master, for the light of the great central sun to now bathe the earth, to inundate the earth, to penetrate through the earth in every nook and cranny. That earth might become as a seamless garment and a see-through garment where the light comes through. Humanity. Our vote counts for the many. Our free will counts for the millions and the billions. Because we are the shepherds. We are those who are approaching Christ consciousness. So when we make that determination, that fiat, we're like that tip of the napkin that's moving up, and all of those who are tied to us at a spiritual level also move up and follow our direction, follow our example, follow our thrust here. Often in our spiritual work give fiats and strong calls, and what we're doing right now is we're doing a different spiritual action that's based on harmony, and that fast spinning action of harmony that throws off all that is not harmony. It's an action of the Mother, and so right now we're in that flame of Mother, in that flame of Omega. We are the materialization of our Christ Self and Sponsoring Master here. And so in the flame of the Mother, in the flame of the Om, we are performing that work that is for the acceleration of consciousness, the spinning action that throws off all that cannot spin at the frequency of light. And the light that we're calling forth is that light of the Great Central Sun. So what we want to do now is to visualize the electrons, atoms. We know that the atoms spin. We want to visualize a spinning action within our atom cells, electrons. We want to see it. Then the entire cosmos is this multiple understanding, and we're working on many levels here, but the power of God is infinite, and that's what we're working with. So don't have to have that sense of limitation that we can't keep it all in our head. It's also more of a right brain exercise. I was listening today to this video, this lady who had a stroke, and she went into her right brain and was able to fully perceive that difference between the right brain consciousness and the left brain consciousness. The left brain consciousness really wants to be in charge and control and have that separate sense of its identity. The right brain consciousness is into oneness and unity and has this childlike faith in the outworking of events. And so her understanding after having this experience was that to change the world, we have to welcome that right brain state of consciousness more and more. Now, we do understand that it is through the left brain that we say, I am. And it is through the right brain that we say, that I am. So we can visualize this. The left brain saying the I am, and the right brain saying that I am. The left brain saying welcome, and the right brain saying we'll come home. And so right now, we're going to sound the Om. What we want to do is visualize this spinning action. We want to see it now accelerating like a whirling dervish, spinning off all that can be flung into the ocean of transmutation of that light of the great central sun. Not only for ourselves, but for all of our brethren and for the entire planet as a whole. And so we call now to the heart of the Divine Mother, to the heart of our beloved Omega, to assist us now in materializing the Omega action so that the light of Spirit, the light of Alpha, might come forth now and perform that clearance and that clearing action for us individually and collectively. At the level of the microcosm of our universe, the level of the macrocosm of the universe, for we know we are responsible sons and daughters of God within our own microcosm and within the larger macrocosm of which we are a part, and every shift we make within translates into a shift without. So we welcome that light of Almighty God and the harmony of the Divine Mother to come forth now and to help us now to shift into a higher level of consciousness in harmony, in full alignment with the descending light of our Father, Alpha. According to God's will, let it be done now through the agency of our sponsoring Master. Amen. Let us sound the Om now together. going to see the clearing of even the records of Lemuria all the way back, the harmonization. Remember, with God all things are possible. This is the light and the sound ray that those are the two powers of creation and co-creation. Happened in the area of Los Angeles in Southern California in the land of Lemuria. So let us visualize now this restoring taking place for the entire planet being focalized through that Highway 101 area. And so if you can visualize this as you're sounding the ohms while you're looking through the eyes of your master, that would be very helpful. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call now for the transmutation now of those records of the murder of the Divine Mother on Lemuria. We call now for the transmutation now of those records of the fall of the angels through motion picture and all forms of projected ideations of the flesh and of the rebellion on every and all aspects and levels of consciousness. We call now for that entire momentum now to be healed and restored to its original divine covenant in God. For the healing of the soul root race of this planet, the fourth root race and all subsequent root races, for this absolute overcoming in this day and age and hour and time. now in that place of contemplation. The soul is in the secret chamber of the heart. Our Christos is with us as the beloved bridegroom. Let us welcome now Lord Maha Chauhan, who is the representative of the flame of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the flame of Alpha and Omega. He bears that flame of Alpha and that flame of Omega. And we call to him now through the heart of our sponsoring master to help us now to anchor in fuller measure the action of Alpha and Omega. Within our entire consciousness, being, and world, also within the planet as a whole, within all life. I ask for that Holy Spirit to go forth now through the Om to all of life as the expansion now of that comfort flame of Alpha and Omega that also becomes the quickening and the judgment. And so we're standing in the secret chamber of the heart with the Lord Maha Chauhan. We see him raising his hands as Moses did to part the Red Sea. And we're going to give the Om together now with the Lord Maha Chauhan in the secret chamber of the heart and see each O within our Om as a dove released so that the entire planet is covered with doves of the Holy Spirit. Doves of peace, understanding that peace is that two-edged sword that divides the real from the unreal, that it is not pacifism, that it is a sword, that it is a judgment, and that those who bear that flame of peace are also warriors of peace. We call now the Prince of Peace, our own beloved Jesus, to also assist us in this exercise now. So we see our soul and Holy Christ Self standing together. The Lord Maha Chauhan is before us, raising his hands, and Jesus is behind us, also raising his hands. And we are the transformers in the physical plane. And our Holy Christ Self is holding the hand of our soul as we give this exercise in the physical plane through our voice and our song. Sounding the Om now together again. Visualize these doves going forth. seal this action with the words of the song, Come Blessed Light. Anyone who wants to look this up? Song 173. I'm going to read to you these words. It's actually better, though, if you keep looking at the eyes of the Master. What we're going to do is we're going to actually sound the Om between each paragraph here. I am a sacred tone to thee, beloved God so fair. I see thy light descending through the hallowed air. Of thy shining now falls like gentle rain. Oh no, my heart is pining to be thy son again. Blessed light, never failing bright. Come, blessed love, stream forth tonight. God's grace now hold me, keep me close to thee, in obedience free. Come, blessed light, come. Come and sing a song to me, O great Redeemer mine. Hum an anthem to the free, the clasp of arms divine. Now draw me near thy love, enfold my being to thy own, thy life renewed within me, for error doth atone. Blessed light, never failing bright. Come, blessed love, stream forth tonight. Always enfold me. By God's grace, now hold me, keep me close to thee, in obedience free. Come, blessed light, come. The rainbow of thy promise now gleams upon the air. My life is lifted into light. I see thee everywhere. Ooh. No shadow closes round me, for everywhere I go, thy presence walks within me, making me to know and be that I am always one with thee. Enfold me, by God's grace now hold me, keep me close to thee, in obedience free, come blessed light, come. Extending his, her hands to us as a tangible and an intangible blessing and rapprochement. And the Mother and the Holy Spirit, it is done, it is finished, it is sealed. The threefold flame of our hearts, according to God's holy will, let it be done. Amen. We call to beloved Maximus and mighty Cosmos to multiply this world without end for that planetary shift in consciousness. According to God's will, let it be done. Amen. thank you all for participating in this. This was very different in a way, but I'm grateful for the light and the fire and the process we went through. If anybody would like to share, you're welcome to share at this time. And for those who want to remain silent, that's fine too.